Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Welcome back to the most inconsistent podcast on the internet. That is Saleh Family Speaks, where we talk a lot about nothing or nothing about a lot and everything in between. If that's confusing, that's my life. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Saleh Family Speaks.
Hey, I'm Sana.
And I'm Muhammad William.
And we are
the Saleh Family.
We are social media influencers, content creators, and we own multiple online businesses. We seem to have a lot to say when it comes to just about anything. We are a mixed culture Muslim couple from Canada, and we're always asked about how our lives intertwine with the world around us.
This podcast is all about learning to live, love, and laugh in a way that may have you rolling on the floor or throwing your phone at the wall. No topic is off the table. Religion, culture, love life, and everything in between. So get ready and grab a big old cup of chai.
So welcome back, everybody. We are jumping into a very amazing guest that we have on this particular episode. And without further ado, I will let my wife, who seems to be not on the podcast as much, just like me, do the intro.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We have a really awesome lineup of speakers in this season. And we're going to start off with, first of all, let's just say where we are. We're in Malaysia right now, hence the really, really cool, epic setup that we have here. And so our guest is from Malaysia. So Brother Sanan is with us today, and you might not know his name, but you will absolutely know his work.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
If you're a Muslim and you live on planet Earth, yes, chances are you've seen his creations before.
Yeah, absolutely. So brother, we're going to give you the floor here to introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what you're all about.
Well, what is his creation?
Let him give us the intro.
Right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me. Right. So the creation, it's mine, but I credit to the team, right? Yeah. It's a team effort. It's called Omar and Hannah.
Omar and Hannah.
Maybe you heard of it
if
before.
If you're a parent, you've had Omar and Hannah playing on repeat. Absolutely. on your TV. Yeah. Like it is like a rite of passage, I think, for most kids, most Muslim kids in the world.
Most definitely.
Alhamdulillah. I mean, to give some context, who haven't heard of Omar Hannah, mm-hmm. basically it's on YouTube. It's a cartoon on YouTube. It's an Islamic cartoon on YouTube. We have more than 6 billion views.
SubhanAllah. Right?
Wow.
Collectively, amazing. Globally, from all around the world. Alhamdulillah.
Wow.
But again, when we talk about views, it's more about the impact. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Views is just numbers. But how many million of children we've impacted with Islamic messages, with positive messages, mm-hmm. and also help parents too. Mm-hmm. At the same time. So alhamdulillah.
Yeah. That's incredible. And yeah. I noticed yesterday, I snuck a peek when we were at the office of the analytics, and I believe 1.5 billion of those views were from the Western audience,
yep.
Which is pretty incredible because, yeah. you know, that's, I mean, half a billion of those are probably us and our kids watching it. But so you really
our kids
see
are big fans.
Yeah, you really see the impact and the global reach of Omar and Hannah.
Yeah.
And so I just have a question. What was the big inspiration, because I know you guys did a cartoon before, which was great, and then jumping into Omar and Hannah, did you have any specific moment or any specific flashpoint where you were like, this is what we need to do?
I think first of all is as a parent ourselves, right? So we had a different cartoon before this. It was doing good on YouTube too, but as a parent myself, as a Muslim parent, we were always looking for Islamic cartoons,
mm-hmm.
but there was nothing out there of high quality.
Nothing good quality. Nothing That's good what quality. I was going to say. Mm-hmm. There's plenty out there, but none of it is like content that you would sit and enjoy watching.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had that moment of we're a parent, we need to do this. But at the same time, we're content creators and parents were asking us, hey, do Islamic content. Yeah. Mm. And alhamdulillah, I think we took that inspiration and a little bit personal too, right? Mm-hmm. My father, he was a lecturer, Arwa, in Islamic history.
MashaAllah.
And he, when he was alive, we always said that, let's do this Islamic cartoon together.
Mm.
He passed away 10 years ago, actually, almost today, directly, actually.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Dear Allah, we came from Allah and Allah, we do return. So mm-hmm. Allah bless him and forgive him and uplift him and grant him the heights of paradise. Ameen, Allahumma, ameen.
Ameen, ameen, inshallah, right? So there's also that personal mission internally, mm-hmm. but in the end of the day, it's for him, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's about creating benefit for other people, mm-hmm. inshallah. And what better way? In Malaysia, we have this saying called melentur buluh biarlah dari lubungnya, which means if you want to enrich somebody, I mean, start from a child. That's the best way. So not many people are taking that seriously, to be honest, right? It's like, it's okay, kids are kids, but actually, again, my late dad, he said that you are what you eat, you are what you read. But if you put it into today's context, right, the kids are what they watch. Yep.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. If you're a parent, you know that. You know that the things that your child is consuming online is definitely what's going to shape them.
Absolutely. So. I mean, my generation, we grew up on Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles. And
we didn't have the internet. Like, the internet is at our fingertips, whether it's on your TV, whether it's on your tablet or your smartphone.
You can't steer it as easily as it used to be. Yeah. You know, you don't want to watch this program, turn the TV off. And literally, that sealed the deal. There was no more content for us to consume.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's very important, not only understanding the beauty of why you guys chose, or why you specifically chose to take this mission on, but also, you know, maybe you can speak to that as a parent and three kids and the content that is out there. Just the importance of that, I guess you call it internet security, or you know, the having the blocks and steps in place that protect children from kind of the crazy world out there.
So in today's day and age, I mean, you have so many different streaming services. You've got Netflix, you've got YouTube, you've got Disney, and then a million other apps and streaming platforms. And your kids, the thing is with these streaming platforms, it's so easy to just do this and just like keep scrolling and keep tapping and keep going. And there's so much content. We can't actually fathom how much content is uploaded daily on these platforms that is not filtered and is not safe for kids. So whether that's bad language, inappropriate content, sexual content, the umbrella is huge when it comes to the stuff that's on there. And parents don't realize, oh, it looks like a kid's show. Looks like it would be safe, but most of it is actually not.
And they just had about, I think 2 years ago, if you remember, there was that kids program that they used to watch, not our kids, but it came out on the internet, where it was just a seemingly innocent kids cartoon. And then it would cut to this creepy person talking about like self-harm to the kids.
Oh,
and then it would
snip
away, so that it was just there for a second. And then it would just go away. So,
and a lot of the stuff that pops up is like subconscious. Like the kids see it, and then they subconsciously put that in their brain for a later time. And it could, you know, interact with their behavior, with the way that they have, you know, mental health problems. It's so many different things.
As us, as Muslim parents, you know, as you mentioned, right, our number one job when you have a child is to protect them and bring them up in a way that they're going to be productive members of society. They're going to be people who will benefit humanity, as opposed to, you know, just them, like we call it scroll holing, right? Where you fall into a hole. You don't even realize. And you're like, oh, that's an hour of my life is gone. And I was just reading a study this morning, actually, that by the age of 2, 90% of American kids have exposure to social media. I don't know how that's possible.
The age of two.
Maybe they consider YouTube as a social media.
Oh, maybe.
And so the fact that it is so every day didn't exist when we were kids, but now it's
a whole other thing to navigate as a parent. And you're a parent as well.
Yep.
So when you started Omar and Hannah, you obviously saw a need in the Muslim world, especially.
Yep.
But being a parent yourself, like, what about all these streaming platforms scares you?
I think the unknown, right? I think there's definitely good in content out there on the other streaming platforms, but there's bad and there's very ugly. And I think the worst thing is, as kids, they don't know how to filter yet, right? So whatever they watch, they take it in. And it stays with them. And that's the scary part.
Yeah, the subconscious.
Yeah.
They just kind of...
Yeah, the subconscious. I'm not sure if you saw, it's a famous kid singing show. It went viral, I think, 2-3 months ago. It was originally on YouTube and then on Netflix. They had an episode where it was a toddler, right? Trying to choose what to wear.
Oh, I remember this. Then I saw this.
He had two dads.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Then he picked up a boy's cloth, mm-hmm. a boy's apparel, and then a girl's apparel. And then he chose to wear a skirt for a toddler cartoon. I mean, it's
just very like subliminal.
Yep.
Wow.
And kids would see that and not really know what it means.
Mm-hmm. And the lyrics were even, I mean, it was planted, right? Yep. The lyrics was like, you have a choice.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for me, that's the biggest problem that I have is my children are mine. I own them. I pay for them. They're mine, right? So it's my job as a parent to teach my children according to my beliefs, irrespective of anybody else's. This is why, you know, for those of you who are watching that know who we are from Canada, it's one of the reasons why we chose to move to Malaysia is because of that governmental overreach into the lives of how we parent our children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as Muslims, I mean, we first and foremost have to understand that Allah created all beings, created all people, right? So it's not up to us to push people away or to you know, harm people or make people feel negative. But in the same sense, we in the Western world at least, is there's this big, you know, you have to accept me.
Mm.
But when it comes to you accepting me, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, and our religious beliefs.
Exactly.
Because we do have a set standards of values and principles that we have to live our life. And if our kids are exposed to things that don't fit those mm-hmm. values and standards and ethics, then there's a problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the next question I would have then is seeing everything that you've seen and seeing kind of how the world has seemingly unfiltered a lot of these.
Let go.
Yeah, streaming programs.
Just let go.
That would kind of maybe segue into the fact, why are we all wearing orange sweaters and orange
apparel?
I just
love orange. Like, Team Orange.
We're like a gang now.
Yeah.
So this is one of the coolest parts about us coming to Malaysia is the fact that we received an email from Duryeo Plus. And we'll let Brother Sinan discuss a little bit about what that is. But being able to, we were invited to the 2-year anniversary of Duryeo Plus. And we were blown away by what you guys have created and, you know, your goals for the future, the goals for, you know, the children. So if you could walk us through, you know,
what is Duryeo Plus?
How did it go from Omar and Hannah to now, which was just a cartoon, to now a complete full-on streaming service?
So again, alhamdulillah, to be honest, first thing, thanks for replying the email. We were like, are you going to reply or not?
Because part of us was like, is this real?
Yeah.
Is this an
actual
thing?
As soon as we saw
thing?
the creative minds of Omar and Hannah, we were like, oh, were they
like,
really?
Like, is it spammy? Yeah. I don't know.
We took a chance and alhamdulillah.
It was real,
Alhamdulillah. Again, Allah is the best planner, right? We're connected now.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So back to Omar and Hannah and Duryeo Plus. Again, Omar and Hannah has created so much impact, but there's a few problems.
Mm.
One is it's living on a streaming platform which is not safe for our kids.
Mm-hmm. YouTube.
So they could they could start on Omar and Hannah, but when you leave them,
there's the other videos and recommendations.
Yes, the algorithm and recommendations, right? So
it's
not right from one angle, right? I think the second part is the kids grow up with many cartoons, right, in their lives, right, from preschool all the way until probably 10 to 12, somewhere around there. And Omar and Hannah just feels one part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're bound to watch other cartoons and nobody is really doing it up to the quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yep? That's right.
So we said that, and another one is, again, data showed that there is a need, right? As a parent, we know. But the validation is through Omar Hana's data, and we said that there's a need. Let's do something bigger with a bigger impact, inshallah. So we shifted. We moved to a new startup. We opened a new startup called Duryeo Plus. It was very scary, to be honest. When we started, 80% of the team from Omar and Hana actually submitted their resignation to Digital Durian and moved to Duryeo.
Wow.
Almost 100%.
That's alhamdulillah. Crazy.
But again, the fact is, the why of doing this is to provide this safe platform for Muslim children and Muslim parents, for them to be safe, to feel safe, and inculcate good messages. So the mission, if we say it our way, is more like to nurture an ummah with iman, akhlaq and ilm, which is iman and ethics and knowledge, ilm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the journey was, we started back in 2021, alhamdulillah. Again, it was very scary to start a new startup.
Especially during COVID. I got to throw that out there. Like, that's huge. It was the COVID time when you guys started this.
Business was scary. Do it during COVID.
Yeah, and try doing it during COVID. Yeah, that's like a whole next level of like figuring out how to do everything when everybody's so disconnected and, you know, so incredible, incredible.
And not just that, starting a new startup with 40 people from start.
Mm. Wow. Right?
That was the start of it. Now we're around 80 plus.
Wow.
But we started with 40 from almost day one.
Mashallah.
It's very scary. But
that is.
Extra hectic.
Yeah.
So we kind of like, oops. We kind of like, we believe that the need is there.
Mm-hmm.
And inshallah, Allah will help us along the way. And that really did happen, alhamdulillah. I'm not sure if you've heard of Y Combinator before. It's a startup tech accelerator in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
So we got into that program just to give some in the startup world, it's kind of like that's the best startup accelerator in the world, right? So to get into it, just to give some context, 17,000 applications.
Wow.
2,000 get to go to an interview. And 400 basically get in.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's
that's
very
a lot of people that applied.
Yeah. So alhamdulillah, again, we got in and alhamdulillah, we raised some capital from Muslim investors all around the world.
Inshallah.
Right? But again, it's still very early days. Mm-hmm. We use that money to create more content. So
yes,
I think talking about Durio Plus, it's not just a streaming platform.
Yeah.
It's basically the creative minds behind Omar and Hannah doing more cartoons.
Yeah.
And it's in-house. So much of it is done.
You're creating your own shows.
In-house.
Yep.
Yeah.
As opposed to just a service. I guess Netflix now, they're doing Netflix originals, but for the longest time, it was just
bring grabbing the content from other,
all over and put it on that platform.
Yeah.
SubhanAllah, that's amazing. So just maybe let the people know, I found this very interesting, you know, in terms of your guys' view or vision for the future, rather. You guys went from, I think, 250 or 300 programs on the app? So, and where are you at now?
So we started the app we launched the app in February 2022, right? And it was quite crazy because it was a streaming platform with only 200 episodes of content.
Wow.
200
so
videos.
Not shows, 200. It's episodes.
Not shows, episodes. Just episodes. 200 videos.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now, alhamdulillah, we have more than 9,000 videos.
Wow. Amazing.
Alhamdulillah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
200 to 9,000.
Yeah. It's a collective, of course, of our originals, which is the cartoons we produce on our own. Mm-hmm. And alhamdulillah, I'm happy to say that it's there with Omar Hannah or even better in a way. So give it a try. Mm-hmm. And we have we have licensed content.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kids like Baby Shark or Number Blocks and
Dr. Binox, Donald Tiger for the Western
So definitely there's a lot of shows that are well known to you guys and your kids that are also on Durio because they're safe. Right?
But we filter them.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So not all episodes from other producers get onto the platform.
Mm-hmm.
We filtered more than 9,000 episodes of content.
Wow.
So more than, because not everything goes on, probably 10,000.
Yeah.
So alhamdulillah, it's very important because that's our promise to the parents, that we try our very best to make sure it's safe and suitable for the Muslim kid.
Mm-hmm. And and the thing is kids, like, let's get serious. Like, most parents are like, oh, I'm not going to let my kids watch any screens until they're 5 years old.
We tried doing that
with our kids. And we try to go as long as we can. I mean, like, for Yusuf, I think we started just a few months ago.
But that's because baby number 3 saw baby number 2.
Exactly.
Who saw baby number 1. Baby number 1 was the best.
Yeah. So
put her in a car seat. She just look out the window.
She would just look out the window and look at the trees. I was like, why can't all my kids be like this?
And the next one, no car seat. Don't want it.
No.
Tablet.
And then Yusuf too. He's like, no, I don't like car seats. So my point in saying that is content starts now when they're quite young, like learning ABCs, numbers, colors. And then just like you mentioned, like Omar and Hannah kind of ish content where they're, it's, you know, it's a little bit more storytelling, sing songs, stuff like that. And then they get older and then you got the cool sci-fi stuff. Mm-hmm. You guys just produced the coolest show called ILM. Can you tell us a little bit about ILM? Yeah. How that came to be?
Well,
for like the older kids?
Yep, yep. So again, we started Duroplast with the content which is familiar with us. Mm-hmm. It was children's songs, mm-hmm. and we had a called Little Amar. Mm-hmm. We had Minamila, which is episodic storytelling of twin girls. Mm-hmm. But then we also knew that we had to go to a higher age, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And as creators, we've always wanted to do... We grew up with Transformers, right?
Yeah, once upon a time. Totally.
So we said that we need to create a cartoon which... an animation which is... fun but also has that Islamic values mm-hmm. for boys and girls 8, 9 plus mm-hmm. right so ILM came up and another thing I think is important is what we're doing is we're creating something that people want and what people need Muslims need mm-hmm. so we talk a lot to parents about the challenges and what do they want. So there were kind of like three main points when we normally talk to parents, which they tell us. So one is we need more sirah content, which is definitely true.
So yeah, true, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Learn and about the life of the Prophet. That's that's what and sirah is.
Not just there's a lot of sirah content out there, but ones which are engaging to watch, mm-hmm. right? Then they were asking for Muslim heroes.
Oh yes, yeah,
because the kids don't have Muslim heroes to look up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Sure. And the third one was quality content.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we kind of like took these three things and said, let's do this. Right.
That's
so
incredible.
We created ILM, The Rise of the Khalifa. Mm. And it's basically a sci-fi plus action plus mm-hmm. Islamic mm-hmm. cartoon, which is set, again, it's sci-fi, right? So mm-hmm. it's set in 40-30. Mm-hmm. But then you're looking at... the world. I'll probably go in a bit. Mm-hmm. Should I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have too much.
So, yeah. It's basically a case where you could probably relate to what's happening now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But when we started it, the October 7 didn't happen yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Gaza was always under...
For sure.
Yeah.
Oppression. So, in this case, it was actually before the Mac World War... Islam was flourishing.
Mm.
Yeah, but then there was this guy called Zalim, and who was very Zalim. And he did this Mac World War and conquered the world. But a group of Muslims, right, they named themselves Sahaba, where they took Islamic knowledge and put it into a codex and scattered it around the world.
Wow.
So many decades later... Right, it's kind of like there were two trackers after the war.
They have to try to rebuild and re-understand and
rediscover.
Rediscover and tracking. And it's amazing how the team came up with the idea.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And
so unique.
Yeah.
I found it as someone who played video games as a kid, and I think I mentioned this to you before, is that Final Fantasy VII, which is one of the most iconic video games ever. You know nothing about this.
No, so. I have no idea. The name actually rings a bell, but
they just did a remake of the game. But anyway, the original Final Fantasy VII. So it very much has that vibe to me. That when I watched it at the anniversary, we got to stream the first two episodes and watch them, and it really had that feel. That you know, the quality of the animation was there. And I'm not talking about Final Fantasy gameplay. I'm talking about like the visual, the not part of the gameplay part, the almost the scripted visuals of it, and the adventure part. It really got me, as well as you know the character side of it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's such a cool, complete show. And we're only the third episode is out now. I think fourth episode is out on the 30th of this month of March. So stay tuned for that. But the ability to put it all together, I think you guys did very seamlessly and very incredibly. And I would recommend all of the parents out there, especially with kids that are a little bit older, to check that out for sure, because they'll definitely love it. And not only that, by loving that, you know, they're falling in love with the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And that will maybe segue into the last kind of thing I'd like to discuss, which would be, you guys have right now, you have a fundraiser going which is on LaunchGood. And we'll have the link for that down below. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to briefly discuss, you know, the importance of this, because it's not only is it fundraising to be able to create more content for us, the consumers, but it's also giving back to the Muslim Ummah at a larger scale. So if you could just kind of run us through the fundraiser itself and how people can and kind of what they're going to get out of that would be great.
Yeah, because we have an epic community, by the way. I just have to throw this out there. You guys are incredible. Any kind of campaign we have ever done, you guys have supported. And this initiative is so unique. So we want to know, how can our people support you and the work you're doing?
Alhamdulillah. So we decided to do the fundraiser because after doing this, right, we also felt that it's not just our mission. The responsibility just doesn't rely on the Durios in Orange. Mm-hmm. Right? It's Fardul Kifayah, it's basically a collective problem. Mm-hmm. And collectively we can contribute, right? So the objective is basically for us to raise some money, right? To support Durio, to create more content, to have this safe platform, right? And to basically tell more stories, And we were, during our time in Oman and Hana, we had a session with Mufti Menk, right? And he said, this is not direct words, but the gist of what he said was, I'm jealous with what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Why? Right? And he said, because I'm talking to adults, right? And some of them want to listen, some of them listen but don't follow, right? But you guys are talking to children, and the children take it in, and they're going to use it for many years of their lives.
Oh, for sure.
And inshallah, the jariah will be there.
Inshallah.
Absolutely. Right? And that's something I think a lot of people forget is, you know, most campaigns or most fundraisers or different things like that, it's generally for
a moment.
Yeah.
A moment in time.
This is like you're investing in a child's future, like their entire character, the knowledge that they're going to gain from this, and just in general, just being good humans, good Muslim humans, throughout this earth. Like you're basically contributing. It's a form of sadaqah that's going to pay off for generations to come.
And it's interesting. Sorry to cut you off. It's interesting you said, like, the problem, it's a collective problem that we as Muslims have, but the solution is also a collective solution that all of us have the power through investing, you know, whether it's time, our resources, money, whatever it might be to help, you know, these particular causes gain traction and become more well known.
And so we did a LaunchGood campaign when we started, right? That was 2 years ago. But again, then we were just, in a way, the creators of Omar and Hana, and we didn't have the proof of we can do a platform yet. But I think 2 years down the road, growing from 200 pieces of content to 9,000, in terms of originals, more cartoons, right? We have 7 animations now.
Amazing.
And the best part is the parents are giving very positive feedback after they watch, after their kids consume Durio Plus. So you have parents saying that the attitude behavior is changing.
Definitely.
The fact that the kids are easier to stop watching the screen. Because what we do, again, the objective is not to get the kids glued to the screen. The objective is to make them wholesome people.
Yeah, and get something out of it. Like, like make it a meaningful screen time, basically. Yeah.
And when we just created a new app, right? And I think the fundraiser will also help to support this new app. YouTube Kids, for example, when you watch another video, you can just swipe up and change videos. And that is, the kids love it. But it's not good for them because the short attention span.
Definitely, yeah.
So we know if we put that in, the kids will love it.
Next.
Yeah.
Parents will see that kids occupied and they'll subscribe. But we're not doing that because it's not the right thing to do.
Amazing.
And I think that's the core difference. I mean, when somebody asks me, what's the difference between Durio Plus and all these other streaming platforms out there, it's intention. I think that's the core of it. Because when the intention, inshallah, is lillahi ta'ala, we do it for the right reasons. We have the right content on it.
And you don't do things for the right reasons.
And we don't do things. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's so true.
Just to mention another one, before you watch anything on Durio Plus, There's no ads, of course, mm-hmm. but you have short messages.
Yes.
Which create huge impact for the kids.
It does. Right? It does. Yeah. It's basically like, it's like a commercial, but it's not. They have different animations. So for instance, I'll give you an example of one that popped up on our screen yesterday. It was about Salah and praying with more, like, with just by being a little bit slower, I guess.
More
with more intention. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But more concentration. It was like a 10-second ad, but like a kid would see that and be like, oh, okay. Like I got,
and
that's what
stop.
I have to do.
They
yeah.
stop when their programs are interrupted. They stop and pay attention.
They stop and pay yeah. attention. And so another thing that I want to say is, like you mentioned,
if I were just yeah, before yeah. you get there, yeah, we yeah. actually got a feedback from a parent on Facebook.
Yeah,
that their kid was praying slowly.
Oh,
right. And when after Salah, the mom asked, "Where did you learn that from? Was it from your ustadha at school?" And the son said, "No, it was from Durio Place."
No way.
From that video, which
that
you mentioned.
That is so cool.
There you go.
Yeah. I love it.
Cause and effect.
And one thing that you, like you had mentioned is, you know, the little manners and things that your kids will take away. I was just noticing our daughter, Amina, yesterday. I can't remember what it was. She was eating something and she, well, you know, kids always will forget to say Bismillah, but she intentionally was like, Bismillah, and then took a bite. And I was like, wow, something like mm-hmm. so little that... You know, we always teach our kids, say Bismillah before you eat, but do they always remember? Like, yeah. But I intentionally saw her do it. I was like, did you learn that from Durio? She's like, yeah.
SubhanAllah.
I was like, that is so cool.
That reminds me
something
of
something so simple.
Of the verse of the Quran where Allah says that verily reminder is beneficial for the mu'mineen, for the believers, mm-hmm. right? So that
just a simple
thing.
Because every show starts with Bismillah. Like yes. every show starts with that.
Yeah.
And I think she consciously was like, before she was going to take a bite, she said it.
She thought about it.
She thought about it. She thought about it and then said it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
So I would encourage all of the audience because I guess we should maybe just discuss. So obviously pricing for the app is going to vary based upon location.
Yep. Yep.
But for the Western audience, in the United States, we'll go there just because it's the biggest audience and U.S. dollars are pretty prevalent everywhere. What does it cost for a monthly subscription?
So now it's $5.90 per month.
$5.90 U.S. Yep. dollars
per month. Guys, that's literally a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Not at Starbucks because...
Like the price is a third of what Netflix costs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
It's crazy.
For now... Yearly is $49.
It's amazing.
So if you purchase the year up front.
Yeah, how much is that per month?
I'm not very good at math, 49? So.
I'm great at math when I have a calculator. So.
But the thing is you have to take away that you guys have made it really affordable too.
It's about $4 a month if you purchase yeah. the 1 year subscription.
Wow.
$4.
$4. That's literally
that's,
nothing. And,
that's
and
even
it's
a
there.
Cup of coffee. At a cheap place.
Yeah. That's like a not so great cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's basically what that is.
So imagine that. If you think about it for a moment, mm-hmm. it's $4, right? And when we think about can I afford, can I not afford, the simple way to think about that is what else do you have on the table that is $4 that you could just push aside to be able to give your children a month's worth of content mm-hmm. to be able to consume, and again, you don't have mm-hmm. to worry about it. Like peace of mind is something that yeah. you don't you yeah. can't put a price on.
Yeah,
but the
you don't
fact
have to
that
worry.
You're almost able to put a $4 yeah. price tag on a mm-hmm. parent's peace of mind when their back is turned to their children, you know, consuming
and they can,
content.
Yeah, you can feel safe about your kids watching the Durio platform while you go and do the dishes mm-hmm. or while you do the laundry or while you do the things that you want to do as a parent just to kind of get away for a few minutes. And your kids are consuming content that is good for them and they're going to take something away from it. So $4 is, just like
think,
you said, for peace mm-hmm. of mind.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
On top of that, right? I mean, again, this is not our job mm-hmm. to consider, but if the intention when you subscribe is also to help us, mm-hmm. right? It's a collective thing.
Yeah.
So inshallah, I guess Jariah will be there too because mm-hmm. again, we're not sustainable yet mm-hmm. as a company, mm-hmm. but by getting more people on the platform and benefiting and also contributing in terms of either through the fundraiser or subscribing mm-hmm. directly, mm-hmm. right? It helps us.
Yeah, that's an important point to make is that, you know, people may want to invest in something that will be a sadaqah jariyah for generations forever, essentially, mm-hmm. so long as this, and it's the internet. So the internet so far hasn't gone away. So, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere anytime soon. But for the people who have that ability to invest, you know, a chunk of money, or even, I mean, even if it's a dollar, it's still, you know,
you're
as
still
the Prophet
something.
Said,
it's about you your
know,
intention.
If you give something as small as a date in sadaqah, but your intention is pure, it's more, there's more reward in that than giving mountains of gold, but you're doing it for the show of look what I can do.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have multiple options, so you can invest as much as you want into Duryeo Plus, and also subscribe for such a nominal fee. Mm. And all of that is going to help create new episodes, to help create new shows,
new
content in general, upgrade the app. Because obviously, you know, building an app, it's going to be different from, you know, one place to the next, language, you know, differences, all of those things that requires, you know, finances. Mm-hmm. So it's very important, especially, you know, we're in the month of Ramadan. This would be the time to amplify your good deeds by donating to such a noble cause.
Yeah, and so we'll leave the link in the description for both how you can subscribe to Duryeo Plus, as well as where you can support the cause. You can find that in the description, as well as in the pinned comment below as well. We can't thank you enough for coming on our mm-hmm. podcast and being a guest and sharing your story. And, you know, as parents, like I said, like as parents, it gives us so much peace of mind knowing that there's an entire team of people that is writing and script writing. By the way, we sat in on some script editing yesterday. I was blown away at how it's executed. Mm-hmm. You have a topic, you write the script, you write all the details of how it's comes through, and you add in you sprinkle in all like the Islamic education, and I was blown away. Like,
and
literally blown away at how it's done.
Point that really took me by surprise, and I mentioned this last night, was that the person who was sitting to my side was someone who was an Islamically educated, they call them ustad, like a teacher, and they were running everything past him, kind of getting the confirmation, like, is this okay if we say it like this? And you know, his response would be, well, you know, there's the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to this, so maybe we can put that in the show as well.
Oh, it's amazing.
So it's not
the
whole, just,
it's so thought out and so meaningful.
It's very complete.
Very wholesome. Say. Yeah, it's so wholesome and full circle. Like very full circle. So
is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think, alhamdulillah, shout out to the team. I mean, when you mentioned that, I think it's an amazing team of young Muslims, right, doing it. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. I would invite parents to come and join the mission, right, by donating and supporting us and subscribing, maybe, inshallah, for your kids. And most important, I guess, is make dua for us.
Inshallah.
Because I always tell this to everybody, and with such a huge audience, I like to say this too, that please make dua that when our intentions are always right.
Mm.
Right, because it's the responsibility is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because if you do something wrong with millions of viewers,
definitely.
We're also going to answer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right? So please make dua that our intention is always right. Please make dua that we do the right things, and inshallah we can really make an impact by creating a streaming platform which is wholesome for the kids and can make them better Muslims, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Yeah. And if you guys can contribute, please do. And if you can't, please share this video with as many parents as you can.
And comment down below and let us know either your favorite Omar and Hannah moments, because we all have them, but also what you would like to see. If you've checked out Duryeo Plus, if you're already a subscriber, what would you like to see in terms of content? Because they're watching.
They're paying attention.
They're going to see the comment section. So your words, they're literally doing this for you guys and for all of us. So you know, the input is going to help create better content. I guess the last question that I would have is, will we see new episodes of Omar and Hannah? Because that's the big question that people are going to ask. So,
well, yeah, it's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
2 years plus since we haven't seen any new episodes of Omar and Hannah. We're working very hard to get it right contractually, right, with another party, inshallah. But please make dua again,
inshallah.
Right? So one day, inshallah, Omar and Hannah can join the Duryeo, maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but please make dua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, inshallah.
So they're on vacation, basically. Omar and Hannah are on vacation at the moment. But inshallah, with du'as and your guys' support, inshallah, they can come back from the vacation and be able to join the family. Bi'idhnillah ta'ala. We would like to thank all of you guys. Firstly, we'd like to thank, obviously, Brother Sinan and Duryeo Plus. We are definitely going to be seeing a lot more of them through our channels and through everything that we are doing. We're blessed to be able to kind of be part of the Duryeo team. It's an absolute honor. Again, guys, thank you so much for watching. Do comment, like, subscribe, all of the things. Support us is helping us to support as many people as we can and be able to introduce as many people as we can to our audience. Sana can't be here right now because she's gone holding a little crying baby, but he's okay. We love you guys' support. We're happy and super glad to be back with the podcast. Do look out for weekly episodes starting now. Fingers crossed. Make dua, inshallah. Again, thank you so much, Brother Sana.
Thank you for having us.
And for having us over for dinner last night. It was absolutely amazing. That's something that we get to do. You guys probably don't get to do that with a subscription, but anything's possible. All right, guys, take care. Inshallah, we will see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.